Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Darren. Now, today we're going to be taking a look at something which I think is one of those images of Switzerland that, you know, if you see a picture of one of these things, you think, yeah, that's Switzerland. It's one of those things. We're talking today about the steamboats on Swiss lakes. And it is actually quite a unique thing that still goes on Swiss lakes. So, Dario, when we talk about the steamboats in Switzerland, what actually are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about steamboats that are from the Belle Epoque. These are paddle steamers. If you live anywhere near a Swiss lake, you're most likely familiar with their sight. If not, imagine an elongated white steel boat with rotating red paddles on the sides and a single black funnel on top. That's basically the postcard steamboat image that people have of steamboats in Switzerland.
Yes, we're talking about the paddle steamers, of course, which are highly distinctive. But if you actually want to go and see one, it's not too difficult in Switzerland because they are around on several lakes, aren't they?
Yes, steamboats can be found on seven Swiss lakes. The biggest fleets are on Lake Geneva, Lake Lucerne, and they have been around for a very long time. Actually, in May 28th, in 1823, the boat William Tell was the first steamboat to be launched on a Swiss lake, and that was on Lake Geneva. And that boat was actually a request of Edward Church, who was then a consul of the United States of America in France, and a promoter of steamboat traffic in Europe. That boat could take 200 passengers and reach a speed of 13 kilometers per hour. It has served the route between Uschi and Geneva, so basically Lausanne and Geneva, but it is no longer in service, that particular boat.
I mean, it is true. I mean, it's unsurprising, perhaps, that it was an American that said, I know, paddle steamers, great idea, because, you know, they do actually conjure up the image of Mississippi paddle steamers,
yes,
don't they?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Although I had a close look yesterday at those paddle steamers on the Mississippi, because I thought that's maybe the other reference that people have of steamboats and paddle steamers. They look a little different because the Mississippi boats, they really had their one very large paddle at the back of the boat.
Right.
And basically the Swiss version of the paddle steamer cut this large paddle in half and put it on the side of the boat, on either side of the boat, basically. And today there are still seven paddle steamers on Lake Geneva. Five of them are still actually steamers and two have diesel engines, but they still look like Belle Epoque paddle steamers, and they were all built in the early 20th century, but have been renovated since then.
Okay, now you did say that they're very common sight on Lake Geneva, as they are. Actually, you know, you see them quite regularly if you live in Geneva, but also actually around Lake, or not around, on Lake Lucerne, they're quite a big thing there too.
Yes, that one, that fleet on Lake Lucerne also consists of five paddle steamers, and some of them are even older than some of the ones that are currently running on Lake Geneva. The steamboat Uri, which is still currently running, had its maiden voyage in 1901. According to the official Lake Lucerne steamboat fan page, that boat is actually the oldest operational steamer in the world. There, of course, it has been, rest assured, it has been renovated since 1901 and is completely safe to go on. It is also considered a historic mechanical engineering landmark by the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, if they say it. It has to be true. And the fleet on Lake Lucerne also boasts the steamer Gallia, which is the fastest steamboat in Europe with a whopping 31.5 kilometers per hour top speed.
That is actually quite fast for a boat on the lake. Yeah.
I've only just become a steamboat expert.
Right.
Yesterday during the day, so I do not have the comparison to other steamboats. But yeah, it seems to be That seems to be fast for a
steamboat. No, no, I think it is, actually, for us on the water, certainly. But now there are these beautiful steamboats on Lake Lucerne and elsewhere in Switzerland. But perhaps we should be a bit grateful they are still there, because they nearly all went away.
Yes, back in the 70s on Lake Lucerne, the Lake Lucerne Shipping Company actually wanted to replace all their beautiful steam paddlers with sober motorboats. They figured that a motorboat fleet would be more profitable to run, right? You could run them faster, you could have more people on board, you know, modernity would have had its financial advantages, according to them. But people in Lucerne and around the lake weren't having it. They staged a full-out political campaign and raised money to save the steamers. And to this day, the Dampferfreunde, or Friends of the Steamers, is an association that has collected and donated many millions of Swiss francs to renovate the steamers and keep them afloat for generations to come. Similar things have happened also in on Lake Geneva, where there are also associations that finance part of the renovation and maintenance efforts by the shipping companies to keep those boats, beautiful boats, afloat. And also, interestingly, maybe as another little information, during World War I, for example, some of the steamers on Lake Geneva, at least, they were actually retired to recover steel during the war, not for war efforts, but at least in this time, Switzerland was also a little short on steel, and they were like, okay, maybe we don't need those boats that were really initially already thought to be attractive for tourists.
Right.
So tourists weren't coming during that time, and they were used for other purposes. But anyway, so the steamers on Lake Lucerne, Geneva, and Zurich, but also Lake Neuchâtel, can still today be boarded, and I recommend to do so if you have some time to discover Swiss lakes this summer, and if
yes.
you haven't done it yet.
No, it's true, and certainly in the current world, we might not be travelling so far, so you fancy a good day out, take one of the steamers out on one of the lakes. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I mean, I think it's also true to say that, I think we all are, that that those in the 70s didn't get their way on retiring the steamers, because obviously part of the appeal is not just a boat on the lake and a means of transport.
Yeah.
Part of the appeal is taking one of those paddle steamers.
Yes, and if you're and if you like engineering marvels,
right.
It's also a great thing to go on one of those boats, because you can actually see the engine on many of them.
Right.
So you can see the moving parts and.
Yeah, you can go down to the engine room and have a look. Yes,
yes,
absolutely. All right, okay, Dario, thanks very much indeed for that. That was Dario there taking a look at the paddle steamers on Swiss lakes. If you want to see, or hear rather, that episode again on our website, you can always do so. Go to worldradio.ch/SwissUp.